Oh, I just loved it. And I loved reconnecting with some of my old teachers that I used to have, past teachers. They're not old.
Welcome to the Different Ability Podcast. I'm your host, Katie Fortune, the girl that says, it's not my disability, it's my different ability. We are going to dig deep every week discussing the challenges, the struggles, the successes and wins with being different. We will bring you inspiring and motivating stories and messages of people with different abilities that are living their best lives the way they were created. Are you ready? I know I am. Let's do this.
Hey, hey, welcome to the Different Ability Podcast. I am your host and friend, Katie Fortune. Thank you for being here. I know, it's been a minute again. I swear I'm getting on a schedule here, but finally, we got our kitchen done, which is so exciting to me. It has been an adventure, and I'm so proud of my husband for all of the hard work he did. Whew, I'm glad it's done. I mean, it is like 99% done. There's a few little tiny things we're trying to tie up, but we're moved in, and I feel like slowly I'm getting my life back, very slowly. So here I am recording some new episodes. I'm excited for you to be here. Stay tuned. So many more episodes are going to be coming out with amazing guests. Those are my favorite. I know you guys like to listen to me, insert eye roll here, but I really love bringing guests on because their stories are so inspiring. And that is what the Different Ability Podcast is all about. But today you get me. You're stuck with me today. But stay tuned. Subscribe. You'll be able to listen to some really great upcoming episodes and past ones. Go back. And now I should say, it's not like I don't like myself. I mean, obviously I like being on here for you, but let's be real. We love the guests, right? Right. Today I really want to talk about a really amazing experience I had a few months ago. I had the honor to speak to my alma mater. What does that mean? My high school. Okay, it was the middle school. It started that way. And then I ended up speaking to the high school as well in the same day. And let me tell you, I have spoke a lot in my little career here. And I truly enjoy it. But there is something very different about speaking to the school you graduated from. Huge honor, don't get me wrong. But when you look out into the crowd and you still see those same teachers that I had way too many years ago, it's a little overwhelming. It's a little nerve-wracking. But I had a really great time. I hope they did as well. It was all about their diversity week and inclusion, and they asked me to come in and be one of the keynote speakers, which I was so honored to do. It was a really great experience. The students were wonderful. I love leaving time at the end. I mean, there was a lot of students. It was the whole middle school and the whole high school, two different times. Oh, in their auditorium that I never got to be a part of because it came after my time. Yes, again, I'm dating myself. But oh, I love leaving some time at the end for some questions if people have them. And some of the students had really great questions. And I really enjoyed that. So I just want to quick say here, thank you to Westby Area School District for asking me to come and speak. It was an honor. It was a privilege. It was nerve-wracking more than I ever have been, honestly. There was one other time that I was very nervous. And weirdly, it was there again many years ago, me speaking to their faculty, which again, here I am, talking in front of my past teachers. Now, let me explain. They're not scary people. They're amazing people. But there is just another level of nervousness, and I don't know what it was. It really threw me off, honestly. I was so grateful to be there. But at the same time, like, my stomach was like, what am I doing? And I've spoke to even more students and more faculty in one room before, and I wasn't as scared or nervous. Hey, hey. Well, you know, I'm back, so I might as well record a new little ad for you. It's not that new. I talk about it every time, but I would love for you to subscribe to this podcast, leave a review, get over to my website, katiefortune.com, check out everything over there, leave me a note. Oh, also, don't forget to check out my online shop. I promise you, new stuff is coming your way because I actually ordered it, okay? Like, it's happening. So go check that out at shopkatiefortune.com. All right, it's just on my website. Go check it out. And share this podcast with anyone that you love and know that would love to hear it. Thank you for your support. And you know what? You matter. And I love you, okay? Thank you so much. Oh my gosh. I am, yeah. Okay, there we are. I'm a little rusty. We'll get through this. Back to the show. So I want you to know, whatever you get yourself into, if there are situations that make you more nervous, don't worry. You're not alone. I was too. And we all get like that. And that is okay. Keep doing what you're doing. Keep doing amazing things, even though you're nervous. I think nerves are not a negative thing. When I'm nervous, I try to change the narrative of I'm really excited. And I was really excited to speak to those students. And I hope that it resonated with a few of them. I always say if I can help one person, I've done my job. And I just loved it. And I loved reconnecting with some of my old teachers that I used to have, past teachers. They're not old. The best teachers I had. And it's so fun to be back where I walked the halls. And me speaking and sharing my story was even more important, in my opinion, in that situation, because I was speaking to students that are literally walking the same halls I did. And I can't say that anywhere else. I can only say that in that one spot, that one school. So I thought that was really great to be able to tie that in and be like, no, I literally was in your shoes walking down these halls. Maybe not all of the things that go on outside of these school halls, but I'm telling you right now, I personally walked these halls just like each and every one of you have walked these halls or are walking these halls. It was just an overall really exciting experience. I really enjoyed it. And I look forward to doing it again someday. And on that note, if you're listening to this and you're like, wow, I wish Katie would come and speak at my school or my work or to the teachers I talk to or whoever or students or parents, whatever it is, hit me up. Go on my website, www.katiefortune.com, and you can send me a message there. I can get you all the details. I am doing a lot more motivation and public speaking in this year and the upcoming years. It's one of my biggest goals. I'm putting in here for you to know. I love speaking in front of people. I love sharing a message and I love learning about others. So I'm really excited to keep building my speaking career and seeing what is next and what is coming down the road for the Katie Fortune brand, the Different Ability brand, and my Motivation Moment brand. Be sure to stay tuned because there's a lot more coming your way. So thank you for listening to this little short and sweet episode. I will be back next week and I'll chat with you then. Have a great day.
Wow. Can you believe it? It's already done. Another episode is complete. Thank you so much for listening today. And if you want more, head on over to katiefortune.com/podcast. There you will find a link to all of the Different Ability podcast episodes, along with where you can join the exclusive Different Ability podcast Facebook group. Lastly, if you enjoyed this episode, please share it with a friend or family member. And I would love it if you left a 5-star review. The more reviews and ratings we get, the more incredible stories we can share each week. And remember, it's not your disability, it's your different ability. Are you ready to share it with the world?